Good afternoon, down to brass tacks. One of the news stories that emerged yesterday is this one. It says, bad news for those who enjoy what they think is a healthy glass of wine a day. A large new global study published in The Lancet has confirmed previous research which has shown that there is no safe level of alcohol consumption. The researchers admit moderate drinking may protect against heart disease, but found that the risk of cancer and other diseases outweighs these protections. A study author said its findings were the most significant to date because of the range of factors considered. Down to brass tacks, hello?
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah. My voice is coming back at me.
Yes, I apologize for that, but until we get it sorted out, you may be facing that inconvenience. Sorry about that.
So,
proceed, though. I can hear you well.
Oh. All right. Corruption. There is corruption at every level in every government. Maybe not everyone, but even if you look at what is going on in the United States, as an example, we can see it. Not that it is right, but know for sure it goes on. Not excusing anyone, though. Okay. Earthquakes. I heard Alpha. Sometimes I agree with Alpha, but he mentioned, like others previously did, that earthquake is a judgment from God, and he mentioned the people in Haiti and that kind of thing, right? Earthquakes, I see earthquakes as natural phenomena, and God has gifted us with brains that no matter what happens, if we really study ourselves and the earth that we are on, we would know how to avoid earthquakes, flooding. People build in low-lying areas. They're around the sea, and instead of fishing and building on the hills, they build right close to the sea, close to rivers. So as time goes on, I think we as human beings should learn from our mistakes. The Bible is the history of man. And if we want to forget what the elders, I consider the prophets and so on as elders, what they have taught us, we will continue to repeat ourselves. The issue is people talking about not people being punished by God with earthquakes. The only way I can see that is not a punishment. I see that we do not, I don't know if even in school they teach us how the earth goes and this thing and that thing, but you have to go on to higher learning then to understand the earth.
The quality of your call has deteriorated.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your mouth as close to the microphone as possible.
Yeah. So I'm saying that if we, when the word of God mentioned that we sin and different things like that, I don't see it as we sinning in particular ways. We do not study the very earth or appreciate or respect the earth that we live on. So thereby,
so how do you suggest that we respect this earth? Let's deal with us here in Barbados. How do you suggest that we respect this little island on which we live?
Okay. We continue to build on the seaside. The way that some people put down the borders and so on, they call it cause erosion. And say that we don't have much space left on the seaside. I think they should build on the land side and really protect the shore. Otherwise, it's going to keep coming in. People, although they hear that the styrofoam and the plastics, they choke the sea life and everything, the block drains and everything, people still pelt garbage out windows. When the people that build, contractors and architects, cut out a piece of land, they cut down all the trees. Then you have to plant again. Things like that. Right? So let's respect this earth that God has given us. Green, maybe talk about the green economy. If I was young, I would go into this kind of study. Everybody want to be doctor, lawyer, this, that. But to study earth is one of the best things anybody can do to help remedy this present situation. Right? Can I go on?
Yes.
All right. A little while back, we were discussing, me and some friends of mine were discussing the royal wedding, right? And to my surprise, this guy, who is very good on history, he says this thing happened before and that we don't know our history and that the Europeans know who we are and they know our history better than us. And he showed me a picture with this Lady Bell from the 17th century when there was slavery. And she married into that kind of family, and that she was actually in the picture. Tell you, her mother was a slave, and this man fell in love with the mother and married her.
So where's this taking us?
When you fell in love, but it says she was a Moor, because her picture is in one of the castles in England, right?
Yes.
And the Moors are really playing Africans that were of royal blood. Lots of them that traveled to England and different things like that. And the picture's actually there with her dress in her national gear. So, I mean, this thing happens every now and then. It's not really new. And it's politics. It is a lot other than love. If they're in love, that is good. But okay. It's other things. So it's good for us to know our history and know where.
Of course.
Things are going, they repeat themselves, just like the whole earth repeat ourselves. We as human beings repeat ourselves for our own benefit, or what we think is our own benefit.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, good afternoon.
Well, I was putting my clothes on. Oh, I haven't. It's not as bad as...
You were putting on your clothes to do what?
As you know, I usually have a mission on Fridays.
You mean your lunchtime? They still got that? The lunchtime lecture?
You take it easy. Don't rush it.
No.
No, but what I'm saying is...
I was just asking whether I was unaware that it had restarted.
The lecture section of it is not going at the moment, but the lunch and everything is still there.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
We still sit and discuss all the issues and things like that.
Okay.
But
I know you're passionate about those things.
Okay, but what I'm saying is I was putting my clothes on, no intention of calling in. And the 12:30 news, I heard at the top of the news, and I couldn't believe my ears. And I said, let me try and see if we can get into Brass Tacks. And I am surprised that I get in so quick. Miss Ellis, you heard the top of the news?
I didn't hear the top story.
I find that you don't do a lot of listening to your station, you know. But let me explain to you what I heard. The prime minister of the day is complaining about the state of the economy. And as usual, everything occurred in 10 years. But right behind her is Sandals. And they don't see it the same way. They don't see all this expectation of everything bad. And the gentleman went on to say they spent over $300 million, employed 1,200 people, and going to St. Peter now and spend, I can't remember the total he mentioned, but the staff increased by over 3,000. You should listen to it and hear him. I said that to say this.
But that's not new information.
No, but it was said just not in your
Yeah, view. But it's not new information. No, Sandals has been projecting this for quite some time.
I mean, the totem coming behind one another.
Well, having not heard exactly what was said by the Prime Minister, I take your word for it. You say that she was painting a picture of gloom and doom.
Yes, of course.
And how so?
No, as usual, we don't have to go over what she say all the time. She was saying that from 2013. So it didn't happen.
I don't know that it could be anything more than what has been said already, to the effect that the Barbados economy is in such a situation that, notwithstanding the Sandals input, the country's interest, the amount of money it is paying in interest, is so high that it is hobbling development and growth, and that we have to go to the International Monetary Fund for assistance.
No, but that ain't what I meant, though, no, Mr. Ellis.
What did you mean?
I heard the President of the United States, I'm chiffing the issue. He's boasting about the employment levels and say in America.
Yes.
To give persons the impression that he's responsible.
Partly. He's partly responsible.
I hear you.
He's partly responsible because if you cut taxes and create the environment where more businesses, small businesses in particular in the United States, can expand, then you build on the momentum which was started by Barack Obama, because when Obama left office, unemployment in the United States was down to 4% or so. So the measures which were adopted by President Trump have also helped to bring unemployment down a bit more.
No, this is what I'm saying. Obama ideas right now, although he has tried to put a lot of things in the way to stop them, some of them, when Trump took over, wasn't even in place yet. It takes time with government to get things done. What I would like believe the Prime Minister of Barbados to do is to concentrate on Barbados and stop trying to give the impression that Barbados is where it is now only because of the last 10 years. That is why I'm on.
But you need to make the case then. Tell us in what ways the events that occurred prior to the last 10 years have helped to create it.
I already discussed that you, Monday. Barbados' problem started in 2001. The problems that we are going through now is 65% BRB and 35%.
Oh, come on.
Come on, what?
You're so partisan. The point is that I'm not going to be so stupid as to sit down and tell you that the problems began under the Democratic Labour Party. I'm not going to tell you that at all. But after 10 years, it seemed as though the problems worsened. So you elect a government with the whole objective of trying to improve the situation, but instead of improving, it got worse.
You and I discussed that on Monday already.
So were you quibbling over what the Prime Minister say?
No, I would like her to get her job done and stop saying things that what I call, because right behind her, is someone telling her to...
But Sandals was not saying that the Barbados economy was in good shape. It couldn't say that.
But
it would fly in the face of fact.
I hear that.
If Sandals said that because they created 1,000-odd jobs and they're projecting another 3,000 jobs, that the Barbados economy is in good shape and that, as you are presenting it, contradicts... You give the impression that one contradicts the other. So where did they say that the economy is doing well?
They say they have confidence in it.
They say they have confidence in the economy.
Yeah,
but having confidence.
That's the main thing.
But the Prime Minister said they didn't?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
The Prime Minister said they didn't have confidence?
No,
did she touch on confidence at all? I bet you're not.
The impression I get.
What impression you get? Well, you do this all the time.
We are not on our
knees. You do this all the time.
What
you
I
speak.
Do?
You listen to a speech by somebody, and when you are asked specifically about what they said, you then retreat to my impression. Your impression is that we are not on our knees.
No,
what constitutes being on our knees for you?
I think I hear my vehicle. Let me tell you what I'm saying, Mr. Harris.
Tell them, wait. You are here doing your party's bidding. Come, tell
Mr.
them, wait.
I am telling you this now. From 2013,
mm-hmm.
just after the election, if the armless coup wasn't fully enforced, the Prime Minister right now, John, would be out of state.
I don't understand what you mean by the armless coup.
There were a group of organizations, I'm not calling names, that their main goal was for regime change. And everything that should have been done or the former government tried to put in place came up against obstacles.
But that isn't the nature of politics.
That at the moment now, this government that get into power now have to start like from scratch to get things that could have been already started.
So you're not blaming the former administration for anything?
No, I never say that. I say they're 35% responsible, Mr. Ellis. Listen to me carefully. I say the last government is 35% responsible for where the economy is. And it's 65 is between 2001 and 2007. I keep telling you that all the time.
Well,
so don't say that.
I don't have enough time to go through item by item to find out how you arrive at this 35-65 ratio.
Let me give you some. You listening?
Let me hear you. I'm listening.
Overstaffing Barbados. Borrowing large sums of money and popping up the foreign reserves to make Belgians enjoy the service of their ski, vehicles, and etc. The last administration, which is the present one now, gave Barbadians the impression you could just live. They sell all the servers, the ball left, right, and center, build projects that couldn't make a dollar to help the economy. Nearly all the projects.
Wow.
The court, expansion of the highway, the prison, Kensington Oval, all of those projects with large sums of money spent that can help the economy to make money. The people of Barbados have to take money out to run those new projects.
Look, I am not here to defend.
I'm telling you what.
I'm not here to defend the Barbados Labour Party of yesteryear. I just want you to take into consideration that projects help to create economic activity if done the right way. Let me also say to you that after 2008, a Democratic Labour Party administration that felt that the public service was overstaffed had the power to do something about it. It had ample time to correct what it saw as the errors of the Barbados Labour Party that was there before it. And in the same way, this current Barbados Labour Party administration is charged with the responsibility of correcting what it considered to be the wrongs of the last administration. It can't go through 10 years and then claim that the wicket was so bad and it couldn't get anything done. You elect a government to get things done. And I want you to, you need to say, when you say that the vast majority of the problems were created by the previous Labour Party administration.
65%.
What's the 35% that you attribute to the Democratic Labour Party?
First of all, I told you that on Monday.
What was it again, huh?
I told you that I believe then the Democratic Labour Party took over the leadership of this country. Between 2008 and 2019, we should have cut the civil service.
Robert's taxation policy.
No, the taxation came after.
No, how would you do you consider that the taxation policy was flawed?
When David Thompson took over the leadership of this country, he took it over and the estimate was already there. He had to work with the first, just say Ms. Smartley now took, the Prime Minister now took over, and she had to work with the estimate that they already. But he found out that when he took over, he had to balance it because we were spending more than we were earning. At that time, that is why then you see the water bill went up and things, because we were spending more than we were earning. And the thing about it is, I'm trying to explain to you is this. The large sums of money that we borrowed and sell between 201, we never put it to
what about the procurement policies that seem to be slanted only in the favor of a few?
What's that?
What about the procurement policies that... that seem to be slanted in the favor of only a few. Those are, don't you think all of those things help? What about the failure to speak to the people of Barbados in a way that helped to mobilize them to get, you know, to be active towards solving the problems of the country?
I will give you a 10 out of 10 for that. PR.
I just
PR. My minister refused to speak to the people as I believe he should have. But I'm telling you this, that the Democratic Labour Party, after taking over in 2008, couldn't do much better than what they did.
Well, so be
unless they're the same old people and make themselves more unpopular.
Well, you know, when you look back at how the Democratic Labour Party handled the situation, you will discover that they might have been, they might have emerged with more seats and greater respect if they had taken some of the decisions that needed to be taken earlier. The problem has always been that it seemed as though they took too long and they were so afraid of biting the bullet that at the end of the day, it seems as though you can interpret the reaction of the electorate as saying that they thought that they failed to do what they should have done. So,
I can ask you one question, Ms. Ellis,
yes.
Before I go to the door.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that Mr. the Minister of Finance, Mr. Mm-hmm. Chris Sinclair,
mm-hmm.
in the 8 years or so he was Minister of Finance, could have wake up any morning and put 150 a day up on Bajans?
You know how long ago...
Just a minute. Let me finish this. Mm-hmm. He put $25 on waste haulers, about garbage. And it was like a strike every day on the way there. It's the worst days and the crippling the country. Now, someone like me, because of where I live, I had a drum in the back. And we burned nearly all of our garbage in that drum. I scarcely put out garbage. I have a well that my soul is going to. I still got to pay 150 a day. But you know, the media ain't seen nothing wrong with that. That can happen on a crisp.
Don't go there, because under the former administration we get tax and tax and tax and tax. Every year we were taxed. Sometimes we were taxed more than once a year. So I don't understand what you're saying. And people and Barbadians, a lot of Barbadians give the government an opportunity and say, look, you know, we're in a tough situation. You know, we will just have to Well, I lived here. I was living here in the period. But you see, you want to give the impression that there was this a large scale revolt from very early. I don't agree.
March, April 2013,
mm-hmm.
an armless coup. You can believe what I tell you. And it worked. And it worked really good. And I hope that we could balance and get back on our foot after all of that went on. Because
you have conceded that if there was a coup, as you call it, the Democratic Labour Party contributed to that coup by the way they handled the situation.
Of course we did. Of course, right. Especially our PR. But you know that...
But you know, when people like me said that you needed to do better at that, we used to get cussed. because we weren't supposed to say that.
You know, lately, you don't hear a well overflowing at the schoolroom, nor a school got a problem. And then
we are going to have problems nonetheless. And look, this morning we came in here, and the problem of the deteriorating roads remains with us. The problem with the garbage remains with us. And let me say this to you. And we haven't ignored it. The same way we didn't ignore it under the Dems, we ain't ignoring it now either. But people like you don't listen carefully enough because you put on your DLP filters.
You shining real good. It was a terrible, terrible experience. I hope.
What terrible experience?
I hope I never see.
What terrible experience?
I'm in school again in Barbados.
Oh, give me a break. What terrible experience was? You kept in the air. You had the opportunity every day to come on the radio and counter the negative influences, take on all the callers and take on the... You did it twice a day sometimes. You did it here and you were doing it earlier in the morning over at CBC. Perhaps you must blame yourself for having not done a good enough job. That's what you should do. Have a wonderful day. It's 19 minutes after 1 o'clock. We go until 1:30. Hello?
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, good afternoon.
You know, it's amazing to me, Mr. Ellis, the lengths that the representatives for the Dems would go to indicate that their government, the last government that was just thrown out of office, is not to blame for anything that goes wrong in Barbados. And the fact, the degree to which they will go to indicate that this government now is blaming them for things that have happened in the past. I remember quite distinctly 10 years ago when they came to power that everything was the fault of the Barbados Labour Party who had then been deposed from office. And the first 5 years of their term in office was spent trying to indicate to the whole world that the Barbados Labour Party had our lovely country to the level that it was at according to them. Now, I want to say also to the BLP that their representatives should not think that, okay, what we're doing is automatically going to save our country, because I am sure when the Dems came in as well, they thought that their ideas and their policies would have now gotten us on top of the world, and obviously they did not. So I'm just saying a word of caution to the Bs that they should also take into consideration that nobody knows right now whether their policies will work or not. We have to wait till we have progressed further to see exactly what will happen. Also, I want to say, Mr. Ellis, secondly, that I heard your newscast at 12:30, and the report from the about the case that is happening right now in New York, where the minister is allegedly accused of what has been said. And they thought that there may be further investigations into whether other people also apparently and allegedly took part in what he has been accused of. And, you know, it's amazing to me also that every government in Barbados that comes into power says they are going to investigate the last government because they believe that things were perpetrated against the people of Barbados by people in politics. But nobody is ever brought to light. And a foreign government had to be the set of security people, police, etc., had to be the ones who indicted and who has brought accusations against one of our ministers. So what are we to believe by the fact that governments come into power and say, well, this has happened, that has happened, and nobody has ever...
Well, you can draw your own conclusion.
Or brought
you can draw your own conclusion from that. But
right.
The people who are supposed to deal... The police of this country are the ones charged with the responsibility of investigating wrongdoing.
We know.
Right? This should not be dependent upon any BLP or DLP administration.
Exactly.
So if you are seeing a weakness, the weakness is not just at the political level, because politicians can say whatever they want to say, but they can't bring a case against anybody. All right?
I agree, Mr. Ellis.
All right, let's move on. Thank you very much. Down to Brass Tacks, 23 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock. You're on the air. Hello. Welcome.
Lamenting.
You're on the air.
Thank you. The caller before the last who was lamenting about the fact that Sandals spoke glowingly of the economy and the Prime Minister he thought was speaking negatively of the economy. He must understand that they will be speaking from two different perspectives. And he should not use Sandals' idea that Barbados has the potential for growth, etc., as a diagnosis of the condition under which we are. For he himself, at the start of the end of his long, drawn-out talk, said that he hoped that Barbados would get back on its feet. So if Barbados was doing well, it wouldn't have to get back on its feet. So he, in his own admission, showed that Barbados must be down on the ground. However, I am glad that the Barbados electorate was not like him, and so that in every constituency, people rejected the government because they saw that it was failing. Imagine that the government tried over and over and over to correct issues in Barbados, and it was only getting worse. So we had to take action, and I hope that the what appears to me now to be an impartial stance and a non-partisan stance of the electorate will continue, and that we will take out those who are no good and try to replace them with those who we think can do better, irrespective of party. I hope that this present government will do well. I like the idea that the Prime Minister is speaking to the people almost at every stage. I believe that they're honest in their assessment of what is going on, and I hope that we will see results from their activities.
Are you satisfied that we have what it takes to hold their feet to the fire?
I think so. I think the people have gained confidence now that the people see what they are capable of doing. I believe that they will act against this present government as well on any other government. And I just want to say one last thing. Last night on CBC TV, there was a young man from the IMF who is now working with the Barbados government for the next 2 years.
Dr. Kevin Greenwich.
And in his short discourse, we understood that he is saying that the government is actually definitely trying quite hard in what they're doing. He said, and he did like... to show that he meant it was so tough. He had to go back home and come back after the meetings, and that the Prime Minister was demanding a very high standard, even though he comes from an environment where people work hard. So I hope that this rapid and tough movement that the Prime Minister is attempting at this stage will continue, and that we will see good results. And I'm being nonpartisan. I'm just happy that the people rejected the last government, and I hope that if this government does the same, they will do the same with them too. I think it's quite sad that somebody should take the time with you to talk such negativity and lament over the last government after it was only choking us and treating us badly. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for your nonpartisan view, as you call it. That's it for today's edition of Down to Brass Tacks. And thanks to Dennis Johnson, who has functioned as technical operator and producer. Do have a great afternoon.